وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir la'in ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, the commander of the faithful, and his perspective on human rights. Before Amir al-Mu'mineen attained rulership, or Khilafah as they call it, it was likely that the Umayyad government might be converted into a kingship. Rather, it had already been so converted, because we know what Muawiyah did, and he made his son Yazid a king, and he became a king himself, and then became a kingdom. The rulers and other people at the helm of affairs were of the view that the Khilafah was their special right, and only they were entitled to it on account of their belonging to the noble family. In order to strengthen their hold and establish a firm government by considering all unlawful acts like tribal biases, formation of groups, bribes, etc., to be lawful, according to them, a ruler was the master of the life's property and honor of the ruled, and could exploit them in any manner they like, without the oppressed people having the right to protest. And sadly, they viewed the common people as a quadruped who they could load in the heaviest burden and beat as much as they wish. Well, obviously, that's what they did. During the time of the Umayyad, of Uthman and the Umayyad government, so the demise of Uthman and the beginning of the Umayyad government, the Umayyad governor got an opportunity to do despotic rule, and they availed it to their heart and told their hearts were content. They endeavored to strengthen their Umayyad rule in all parts of the Islamic territories. They bribed the sheikhs and dignitaries of the Arab tribes heavily to win their support. So the Umayyad dynasty, because Uthman himself has given them too much power, they were trying to buy tribes and the tribe leaders to strengthen the Umayyad rule. And obviously they were doing that just so they could become rulers, so they can rule the life of other people. So they also bought arms forces by giving them excessive wealth and promising them high offices. And in fact, the people could not oppose them, because whoever did was beheaded or killed. So they were using that by power. Now, power itself, it was meant to be a service for people. When Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, attained the Khilafah, the conditions were very precise. The people were divided into two groups. The persons belonging to one of those groups were prepared to lay down their lives in support of the pious and just Imam. The other group supported Bani Umayyah and endeavored to strengthen their government and kingdom. Bani Umayyah obviously had also been endeavoring for years to establish their rule since the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, with Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi, he was not there to increase his own popularity, nor was he seeking power, nor did he want to become a king. he was an imam appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether they elect him or not. But his aim was to help and serve the people. Bani Umayyah's point and their aim was to rule and become unfair and unjust to people, which is a quite different than that of Amir al-Mu'mineen's view. Let us take a break and then we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We said Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, when he attained power, he lived in a very divided society, that group which supports Bani Umayyah and a group which support him. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he could not sit and tolerate that people should be oppressed. And he sits in his house when the poor citizens and the poor Muslims were being subjected to oppression by Muawiyah and the likes. A brave and steadfast person like Ali alayhi salam could not let the Muslims fall a prey to the atrocities and the wolves of Bani Umayyah and remain silent, because Muawiyah from time to time, he used to take his army and attack the nearby cities and villages in Iraq which are close to Syria. And some of these cities, they didn't even have Muslims, they had some Christians. And when the news used to get to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he used to be very upset. So the Imam saw it as a duty upon him to go fight Muawiyah. So when he went to Safin to fight Muawiyah, it wasn't a fight or a battle for wealth or rulership or who is the Khalifa. It was simply a fight for the right of people, for the right of society, for justice, for equality, for fairness, and so on and so forth. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi had to come forward. If he had not come to the rescue of the Muslims at that moment, he would have been treated to be a coward and not the brave and valiant person as known throughout history. It is his bravery that made him known through history for standing for truth and justice. Not the muscles, not the sword. It's the will behind the sword. They said that Harun al-Rashid one day was looking for the sword of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and they went across all the land and they could not find it. A person came to him, he said to him, "Why do you want the sword of Amir al-Mu'mineen?" Harun al-Rashid said to him, "Well, that sword that killed the brave men, the bravest of the Arabs were killed by the sword. I want to hold it." And a man said to him, "Listen, it is not the sword, it is the hand behind the sword. It is the will of Ali alayhi salam to stand up for justice, to stand up for the right of man, to stand up for equality and equality and quantity of people, equity and equality of people. Not just the sword itself, it's not a skill of fighting. In fact, it's the skill of standing for those who are weak and those who do not have anyone to support them." He himself said, "I was worried and alarmed lest the foolish and wicked person should come to the rule of this nation and make the property of God their own plaything and the creatures of God their own slaves, and fight with the righteous and make the tyrants their helpers." He himself said these words, "I am alarmed. I don't want them to turn the servants of Allah, the creatures of Allah, into servants and their property into their plaything, where they just have fun with it." And if you read history, this is exactly what Bani Umayyah did. they turned people into slaves to the extent Yazid, may Allah curse him, when he became a ruler, he went to Medina, he looted the city of Medina, they committed heinous crimes, they killed hundreds and thousands of people, they raped hundreds and thousands of women, and then Yazid made them swear an oath that they are nothing but his servants. This is not something Ali alayhi salam would stand for. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.